It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we have done our best over the last, and I was trying to figure this out, I think six, maybe six and a half years now, to bring an understanding is probably the way I'm going to look at it, of how complex we are as human beings. We are certainly physical. Everybody's aware of that. But we are also spiritual, emotional, and intellectual. And it's connecting those dots, making sure that we stay in balance, that this show really has been all about. And so as a result of trying to do that over the last 6 years, I think I have about 450 shows now. They're all archived on www.synergyconnectionradio.com. And if you go to that website, you're going to see a couple of things. While you're there, where it says show notes is where you want to go for all of the shows. So there's 35, 36 pages. And you just go there and look up my guest today, who's been on the show a number of times, Mary Crawford. But I try to interview everybody at least six or seven times so that they can kind of share who they are and what they do. And you can be in touch with them through the links that I provide. Additionally, you'll see another banner for Boomers Forever Young. I've used their products for now 8 years. And I think the products are totally amazing. One of them in particular is brand new to us. The inventor chose this little company, but it's called Myotrol, M-Y-O-T-R-O-L. And it's having amazing results with people that have autoimmune disorders, as well as people who are getting a little bit older, maybe over 50, and they've lost muscle mass. And this is something that will bring that back. It also brings back your strength and your stamina. So if you're over 50, you might want to go check out Myotrol. We have two brand new products that the company told me about. And one is going to probably revolutionize the way people feel. And it's a collagen, but it's called Collagene, G-E-N-E. It'll be available in 2 months. And when you take this, whatever pain you've been experiencing in your body is going to go away. We already have testimonies in the trials that have been done. And so I'm excited to even try that because, as I had mentioned a year plus ago now, I had fallen at Tampa International Airport and fractured my left arm in 3 places. I don't really have any pain to speak of there anymore. A little bit of restriction. I don't know how it's going to impact my golf game because I haven't been out to a golf course yet. But at any rate, I think in the fall, because the impact was hard enough to fracture the arm, I think it moved my spine out of alignment a little bit. And so I've had some slight sciatica kind of issues. And I think that this will calm that down. So I'm excited to try it. But again, it's called Collagene. And it will be available if you go to that website. They're going to start showing some interesting information about it probably in the next 30 days. And by all means, you know, go out there and try this, because if you've had any kind of chronic pain and it could be gone, I think you'd sign up for it. I certainly would. I'd want to at least try it and see what happens. So that is on that website. And if you decide to order anything at all from Boomers, they gave me permission a long time ago to give everybody 15% discount. All you do is type in L-U-C-Y. And if you type that in, you will get your discount as you check out. All right. So, Mary, welcome back to the show. And we're going to be talking about cleansing karmic imprints. And that I found very, very fascinating because, as I know, and certainly as you know, if you believe in regression, if you believe in past lives at all, I think we do carry any kind of karma into the next lifetime with us, hopefully to be resolved. I'm not sure everybody gets the job done, But I mean, I think that's kind of the gist of it, is that if we have some distorted anger or health issues or whatever it might be, isn't that the concept, is that we kind of carry that with us to some degree and then hopefully get it resolved in the current lifetime?
Well, okay. Hi, Lucy. I'm happy to be here again. Always great to talk to you. So the karmic imprints, yes, it could be past life. However, what if all of our lifetimes are happening at the same time? What if time is just a construct of being human? So,
Like a continuum, you mean? Like a line that's.
well, it's at a continuum because that's the best way for us to understand it. But what if it's actually just different dimensions all happening at the same time? So yes, we can work with different versions of you that experience trauma in a different lifetime. But what if that karmic imprint also happened when you were in the womb or when you were 3 years old? The process that I use, I can take you back to that version of yourself, whether it is from another lifetime or whether it is you at a younger age, and we can have a conversation with that energy, that person that you were. It's so interesting to do this because you actually are able to pull that part of you out and have an actual heart-to-heart conversation with them. And we give them compassion and we listen. And we understand what they're feeling. And this may be the first time that anybody ever listened to them. Nobody understood them.
So I have a
And
question as a therapist. So like somebody who was sexually abused, somebody who was emotionally abused or physically abused, or all three, maybe as a child, or even as a young adult, you can go back, if you're 50, go back to that moment and talk to that particular entity that's you, but I mean at a different age. And that resolves it, so maybe the
What's
dimension.
so interesting is it's not like you forget that it happened, but it clears the emotional triggers because that person suddenly feels supported and heard and is given so much compassion and love and knows that they're safe. And that changes the way when you come back now to the present. It changes the way you live, the way you see your life, the way you have relationships. It can change really quickly. It can take away fears. It can take away anxiety. It can take away some really, like ADHD, OCD, some of those kinds of things that develop because of this trauma. I work with people in their relationship with money, where they were, raised with these really deep beliefs of poverty and scarcity and never having enough food or enough shelter or, maybe even being homeless. We can take that trauma and go back and have a conversation with that part of you that experienced that, and we are able to lift the heavy energy off of it, clear that karmic imprint off, so that the lens that your beautiful soul light is trying to shine through is now clearer, and you come back to the present with a stronger feeling of who you really are.
So,
That,
as a result, they're making different kinds of choices.
yes, different choices. But even at a deeper level, what makes those choices is the way you feel and what you believe, right? So if you believe something different, if you believe now instead of I'm a victim, you believe, wow, I'm a survivor, I'm strong, I'm amazing. And that leads to different choices because of those different beliefs. So
Can you
that's
give an example without revealing, of course, identity, but give an example of someone that you did this with and how their life changed?
So, okay, I worked recently with someone who was very, very closed off, timid, shy. from early childhood, and it was affecting her life now because she wanted to be on stage. She wanted to really present her information out into the world. Actually, I've had several clients with the same thing. I think it's a lot of people have this suppressed energy, and some of this goes back to past lives, where it's not safe to speak. In fact, when I think about it now, the work that I've been doing for 25 years has so many times revolved around women who their voices were cut off, their heads were cut off, they were
Sure, where
hung,
did
they
they
were
stay?
it wasn't safe to speak. But then you come into this lifetime with that karmic imprint of it's not safe to speak. I'm going to be punished. I'm going to be ridiculed. I'm going to be ostracized. I'm going to be kicked out of the tribe if I say what I really want to say. So I have to mold myself into this environment that I'm in right now, and be something that I'm really not. And when we go back and we remove that karmic imprint by talking to that, and again, it can be past life, but oftentimes I'm dealing more with very young age of this lifetime. Maybe a 3-year-old who was told they were too much, they were too loud, they were making too much noise, they weren't being ladylike, or they weren't being a good boy or a good girl. And they were sometimes punished. Physically, emotionally, punished for acting out, being loud, using their voice. And we give compassion to that little one, and we listen to them, and we give them hugs, and we feel that real connection to them and help them know how beautiful and powerful they are. And they come out of that feeling so much lighter. I've heard over and over again, I feel lighter, and I feel like I can see myself being on stage. I can see myself doing TikTok videos. I can, it feels okay to say what I want to say, and I know I'm going to be safe. And that's the big win for them, is knowing that they're going to be safe to speak their truth. So that's one example. Of course, there's so many others, dealing with physical abuse, dealing with people who've been in accidents, and had bodily injuries that really affected them. There's just a lot of different ways that we can use this.
So how do you want to define karma? What is it?
So karma is, to me, it's an imprint of some emotional energy that was so strong we didn't know what to do with it. And it just got stuck on our energy field. Either it was a trauma, it's usually a trauma. Either we witnessed something happening to someone we love, or we were abused ourselves, or we had to make a decision that went against everything we believed, and that caused hardship or death to other people, or animals. Where we did something to ourselves that caused trauma, where we are carrying this huge guilt. That can also be a karmic imprint. Guilt for what we did to others, guilt for what we did to ourselves. So I don't feel, in the traditional sense of karma being you have to keep carrying it until you for every lifetime, you have to keep carrying what you did until you make amends, until you set it right. I don't feel that that's necessarily true. I feel it's what you did to yourself, what you're holding on to yourself. You don't need to keep it. It's like source is not punishing you. The universe, God, whatever that is for you, they're pure love. That energy is pure love, and it doesn't buy into the idea of punishment. Like you have to carry this karma until you pay for it. That doesn't jive for me. I feel like the only person punishing you is yourself.
Okay, so I'm going to argue the kind of the opposite for a second because I want you to respond to it. So somebody who says that you're born with a handicap, whatever it might be, or that you are a child and you're in an automobile accident and you're now unable to walk, maybe unable to talk. So if the universe, the powers that be, God, is all love, which I believe that's true also, then how did they end up that way? Because somebody else would say, well, that's their karma. In some past lifetime, they did whatever, and now they have to be in that position to see what that felt like.
Okay. I've heard this. I know what you're saying, and it's been a for a
And I hear
long
it all the time, so I'm just curious.
it's been a belief for a long time, and I think it really stems from centuries of people trying to explain why bad things happen to good people. And here's what I believe is that it's whatever happens in our lives is what we've chosen. We
How do you
chose
choose
to
that, though, if you're coming in as an infant?
we chose to maybe we chose I want to come into this lifetime knowing that I have this huge handicap, and I want to know how I can turn it around. I can deal with it in a way that brings more light to it, that allows either I can be an example for people, or I can just feel what it feels like to overcome something like that.
And
We choose.
what if they choose to stay exactly as, or make it? I mean, I work with some people myself who are taking care of handicapped adult children. They've been taking care of them for a very long time. So did that child choose or forget that that was their maybe concept that I want to come in and I want to learn how to overcome this, or I want to learn how to be a light to others who have this issue? It, I mean, I'm
So,
thinking
okay.
they just forget.
So overcome doesn't always mean heal. Overcome can just mean live with this in the best way that I can. Right? And there's probably a contract between that caregiver and that child as well. The caregiver came in knowing this is going to be a lifetime where I'm going to experience some real trials. It's not going to be easy, but I want to see what it feels like
So, if
to.
somebody that is having the karmic imprint removed, how would it work in that situation?
Well, it there's no limit to what's possible, okay? Anything is possible. And so when we okay, so we're talking about two different things here. Somebody who comes into this life as somebody with a child with cerebral palsy or something like that doesn't necessarily come from a karmic imprint. That might be their choice. They might have decided, I want to experience what it's like. I want to see what it feels like because we are expanding the whole universe. We are evolving humanity by what we choose to experience. And souls keep coming back and saying, I know it's going to be hard, but this is what I want to experience. I want to experience what it's like to live in Ukraine or Gaza right now because it's going to be hard. And how can I be there and still be a light? How can I experience that? So that's not necessarily karma. Karma comes in, and again, I do some with past life, but mostly with this lifetime. Karma comes in where you were expecting one thing and something else happened, or it was a little bit more than you thought it was going to be. That of physical abuse that you suffered at the age of 5 was so strong that it wasn't something you could easily dismiss, and it got stuck. It got stuck around your light and started blocking your light.
Okay,
Okay.
so it's
That's
more
a
of a
karmic imprint.
supposition.
Yeah. And maybe a child in the womb who really strongly feels the energy of I am not wanted here. This mother doesn't want me. This father is abusing the mother. The father's going to abuse me too. I'm scared. You know, that's a karmic imprint. Okay. Yeah. So not, again, I don't believe that we are being punished with karma and we have to make amends in order to release the karma. That's just not in my belief system, but I do believe that we can hold on, and we call it karmic imprint because it's below the emotions. I've been working with healing emotional energy for a very long time, but this is underneath that. This is what causes the emotions. This really stuck energy that's kind of covering our light is causing us to have different beliefs, different emotions, and result in different actions. And when we release that karmic imprint, all three of those can change. Does that
I
make
would
sense?
definitely support that, because what I see in my own line of work for 40 years is when, like the one you just mentioned is perfect, because if the baby was not wanted, an unwanted pregnancy, but mother carried it to term, father is very angry about it. I mean, that energy is felt definitely by the child before birth, and then they have to deal with it for the rest of their life, unless they figure that out and are able to release it.
Yeah, and that's what's so amazing about this work because it works fast and it is powerful when
And they may
people.
have been carrying that for, by the time you see them, 40, 50, 60, even 70 years. So that's a long time to carry along, that heaviness of I'm
Yeah.
not wanted, I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not special.
I should die. I don't deserve to live. I don't deserve to be loved.
And if they're in, working at all, they're always looking for maybe that external reward to say you do matter. And if they don't get it, then they're struggling still. Well, all right. So rather than get any further into this, I'm having you back. I think we said in October. So we'll be back and we can visit some of this again. And how do you want people to reach out to you?
The best way is email. It's Mary at thejoyofbeingwell.com. They can also go to my website and there's a contact form there, thejoyofbeingwell.com. So, and I do have another website, marysapothecary.shop, which is kind of fun. Just products that I have that I personally use every day, and I love to share with people.
Well, I'm sure that people will reach out to maybe all three of those sites and, have a conversation with you. So everybody out there, please make this your best life. Share the show with those that you love, that you feel like would benefit certainly from listening to what we talked about today and addressing karmic imprints and how to maybe learn to release them by using Mary. So I hope that you will continue to share the show. Please click on a like. If you're going to be out there sharing, and tell people to click on that like button because it makes a difference in our visibility. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful summer, Mary. I will talk to you in the fall and I'll be a little bit closer to you come fall.
Yay!
You're going to be like a sister state away, maybe.
We'll be in Wisconsin.
Well, that's true. I was thinking you were in Minnesota, but you are in Wisconsin. Yeah, well, then
I'm
we're
in
in
southern Wisconsin.
time
You'll be
zone.
in northern Wisconsin.
We'll have to arrange for a time to get together up in Door County then.
For
Okay.
sure.
All right. Again, everyone, we'll talk to you next week. Make it a great one.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomer's Forever Young products.